Everybody's talking at me.
Everybody's talking about it.
You know, I mean, if everybody's talking about it already.
Why is everybody not talking about me for a moment? This is very concerning.
We have a lot to talk about, you know?
We have a lot to discuss.
We need to talk.
Enough talk. Let's get on with it.
Enough talk!
It's time for action.
Yeah, it's time for action. You know what time it is? It's time for Coffee with Kane and...
Mr. Kane.
Oh, hi, Mr. Kane. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm awesome.
You are?
I'm awesome. Yes, absolutely.
Oh, well, did something change?
The coffee pot started working again.
Okay. Listen, there are times when you are awake when I am, you know, getting ready to leave.
Mm-hmm.
And... you are not awake.
I am today, though.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
I'm so glad.
Yeah. How are you?
Fantastic. Although, you didn't bring me a coffee, so...
Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah. You're fired. I'm gonna not,
right, I gotta
I'm
go.
Gonna not pay you for this performance.
My mom called. I gotta go.
All right. So, if you are just tuning in, we are... this is the enjoyable part of my week where I get to talk to whoever I want to talk to on Morning Go. And sometimes it's Dave Cater. Sometimes it's Mr. Kane. Sometimes it's the boy, who is also Austin of Good Earth Tech Services. And we just talk about whatever. It doesn't even matter what we talk about.
All right. What do you want to talk about today?
Oh, well, today...
it doesn't matter.
Okay, it doesn't matter. It really doesn't. But I thought that this was really funny because I saw a meme.
Okay.
Because I don't ever talk about politics. You know this about me.
Sure.
I don't talk about politics in person or on the radio because it doesn't matter what my opinion is. I vote for who I want to vote for. You vote for who you want to vote for. We don't need to have that conversation, and I'm not going to talk you into or out of anything.
That's true.
Because I don't care what you... that's your prerogative.
Well.
But... here's the thing. You have to have 270 electoral votes to win the election.
Okay.
This is a fact.
Yeah.
People online, I saw this on Threads, and I was so excited because people online are having fun listing campaign promises that would help elect a candidate and win all the electoral votes. There are 538 total, by the way.
538 recommendations?
Yeah. Of okay. What a candidate could, you know, support.
Okay.
That would make people vote for them.
So, T. Swift and Travis Kelce?
Yes, that's who we're... number one, promising to make all fast food places serve breakfast all day.
Well, yeah, that's probably a good idea.
I want those McDonald's pancakes.
They serve all day now at McDonald's, don't they?
Not everything. I don't think everything. I don't know. I haven't
you can
eaten
get sausage biscuit.
Oh, well, yeah. I like the Egg White Delight, and I don't know if they have that anymore.
I don't know. I'll have to go research that for you.
Okay. You know I'm probably not going to eat McDonald's, but if I did, it would be an Egg White Delight.
All right.
Because I like the bagel. Not a bagel. What is it?
English muffin.
Yeah, English muffin with the egg white and the white cheese. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that.
Making me hungry.
Sorry. If candidates would pledge to bring back original movie ideas and not just remakes and sequels, they would win all of the electoral votes.
I could see that happening. But, I mean, how many new things are there? You know?
No, that's what I'm saying. There aren't any new things.
But
that's
if they
the
had
problem.
Them, they would, if they had forced people to do it, then what, they would win?
Yeah, if they said, here's a new law.
A new law.
You have to make all your movies off of new ideas and not remakes and sequels.
That would be a really great thing to have.
Listen, I think I played yesterday, maybe yesterday or the day before. Did you hear Quentin Tarantino talking about Toy Story 4 or whatever?
No.
Yeah,
no.
4 or 5.
And Quentin Tarantino's going to direct it?
No, he said he didn't like the last one they made. They came back and made another one, and he said they had ended it on the perfect note.
No, I got it.
And then they come back. So here's the thing. Like, they're not making another Iron Man with Robert Downey Jr.
He died.
Exactly. Spoiler alert, in case you haven't seen it, which I haven't because I don't want to cry that hard. Anyway, I know. And it's an, like, that movie's from like 5 or 6 years ago now. So I can't. I love him too much. But they didn't bring back Iron Man. They made him a villain. Dr. Doom. Is that who he is? I think so.
I don't remember.
I don't know. I like the Dr. Death. Dr. Death from Overboard. Dr. Death. Anyway, so I don't want any more remakes or sequels. I'm done.
That's fair.
Also, if you want to win all 538 electoral votes in this election season, ban the "your item just shipped" alerts when it's really just that they're creating the label for your product.
All right, this is good.
I don't need 15 emails from you, whoever you are, Amazon, Temu, whatever.
Sure.
Wayfair. I don't need you to tell me it just shipped because you're lying. That's
right. Okay. All right. Why don't you tell us how you feel about it?
I'm telling you how I really feel.
Yeah.
Do you get those? Your item just shipped?
Yeah,
do they, you not find them annoying?
I just delete them. I don't know.
This is
why you're the pastor and I'm not, because you're a nicer person. I'm showing grace to the online shopping industry.
All right.
In the love of Jesus for all those,
okay,
your item has just shipped.
Here's the big thing with me. If you want all 538 electoral votes, we need to be able to leave our shoes on at the TSA checkpoint.
Oh, I think I would win the presidency if I could make that happen. I'm thinking about running.
I have had it with taking my shoes off. There was one person who tried to put a boom in their shoe, and it didn't happen. And one person.
Well, you know, but I mean, gotta be safe.
Mm-hmm.
I guess.
Okay, sure. I'm gonna tell a little story on myself.
Mm-hmm.
Because one time we were flying out of Austin, Texas. And I did not have one pocket knife in my carry-on bag. I had two because I had my Swiss Army knife and I had your pocket knife.
Yes, I remember this.
In my suitcase. And I gave up my Boy Scout Swiss Army knife and your...
Is that where that knife
your
went?
Your pocket knife is still in. You still have it because of that. But they did not find the second pocket knife.
Oh, see,
I gave it up.
I think I lost that knife.
I think that TSA would miss a bomb in your shoes anyway.
Maybe.
I don't know that they're that good at this. Anyway, that was a long time ago, though. That was like 17
now.
Or 18 years ago.
They're better now.
No, it was when we went to Washington, so that was 20 years ago.
It was. That's true.
It didn't.
Yeah.
It's not a big deal.
What else is on the list? I'm thinking about running for president, and I just want to make sure I know everything that's going to be on my campaign plan.
Banning those super bright LED headlights.
All right, friends. I'm running for president, and I'm planning to ban all of the super bright LED headlights.
Dave Cater will vote for you.
Amen.
I know he hates those, too.
They hurt my eye.
I cannot see. When I'm on my way to the station in the morning and it's dark, there is one dude with a very big truck who pulls out of that neighborhood between us and Cornerstone Furniture, and he has the most it could be a woman, I don't know.
Sure.
But it's one of those big, tall trucks, and it is like God's flashlight in my eyeballs, and I cannot see where I'm going.
Yeah, that is the challenge, because it helps to see really well when you have them on your vehicle, but it blinds everybody else.
Sure, when you're on the little side street. Maybe there could be like when no one is coming setting, and...
It's called brights.
Well, those look like they're just on bright. I don't even know how bright they are when the brights are on.
Like the sun.
I feel like playing She Blinded Me with Science.
Blinded by the light.
Oh, no. Okay. Let's see. Another thing that if you choose to want to win all 538 electoral votes, you need to make TV shows 22 episodes per season again.
Oh, I could do that in part of my campaign as well.
Because... I've been watching on Apple TV Plus The Lady in the Lake with not Keira Knightley, the other one. Why do I have so much trouble with her name?
Natalie Portman.
Yes, Natalie Portman. And it's not enough episodes. I want more episodes.
No, I like the little ones that are 6 to 8 weeks because I can sit and watch the whole season and be done. I can't binge watch 22 episodes.
Who says? I can binge watch
It took me like
Law and
3
Order.
Months to watch The West Wing because it took forever.
Listen, I have gone back and have been watching Law and Order Criminal Intent from the very beginning.
Uh-huh.
Okay, first of all, Goren, whatever his name is, he is really young.
Oh, yeah.
In the early episodes.
Yeah,
him and the redhead who's on that show with him. They look very young at the beginning of Criminal Intent. I love that show because he does things that are totally different. He's kind of crazy.
Mm.
And anyway, I no, that's
22
not,
episodes.
His name's not, that's his character's name is Goren. Yeah. I can't think of the name of the actor. But anyway, I love that show. And yes, 22 episodes. I'm not even halfway through the first season again.
No. So, I'm not sure how I feel about that one, getting people elected. I would not put that on the list. I don't think it's going to make somebody get all the electoral votes.
Well, what's one that would make them get all the electoral votes that you would come up with?
I'm telling you, Travis and Taylor on the cabinet.
No, that's only for Democrats.
What?
Republicans don't like them.
How do you figure?
Well,
everybody
because
likes
she's
Taylor
a liberal. No, do you not know? You don't know politics,
no.
Do you? You don't know entertainment.
Don't
this is
that.
Why I am in charge of the Daily Dust. This is why you are not in charge of the
this
Daily Dust.
This is true. This
because
is very
you
true.
Do not know. Yeah, there's no love lost for Republican voters for
I'm
Travis
thinking about
and
throwing
Taylor.
My hat in the ring and for president this year. And
well,
I think that's what I would go with.
I'm thinking that you could do okay. I don't.
Taylor could be the Secretary of Entertainment.
I think that that you need some. No. You know who you need? You know who you need for the Secretary of Entertainment? Because it does not matter what your politics are. If you elect Dolly Parton, the Secretary of Entertainment,
okay,
she would win. She would help you win all of the electoral
all right,
votes.
Dolly, I need you on the ticket.
Because Dolly Parton
listening.
Is everyone's favorite celebrity.
I know she's listening.
Dave Cater just texted me and said he's voting for you, Mr. Kane.
Thanks, Cater.
Because you
love
are
you,
an influencer.
I am an influencer.
Listen,
yeah.
There is one influencer that I know that you do not know who she is. But if you could make her go away, you would get all of the votes.
Who's that?
The Hawktua girl. You don't know who she is, do you?
No.
No, but I'll tell you what. If you make her go away, people would walk to the polls. Oh!